Boswell Media Sports.
Sorry about that, Peter Frampton fans. We've got Luke Academy playoff basketball ahead of us, and Peter Frampton, I know he would understand. He can wait. But Luke Academy district tournament basketball can't wait on Tuesday afternoon. Thanks for joining us on Cruisin' 98.3 WKOZ on the Cruisin' 98 mobile app. And there's a live audio stream available for you at Kix96News.com or Cruisin98News.com. Whichever one of those you choose, you look for the Listen Live tab on the right-hand side of the screen. And nowhere you can go where you don't have, as long as you've got data or Wi-Fi, you can follow the Rebels. And it's time to follow the Rebels on the road to the goal. I'm Philip Palmertree and glad to be with you. First full season of being the voice of Rebel basketball, but this actually, I was counting up on the way over here, this is my sixth season to be a part of the playoff run, because things get really busy around Boswell Media Sports in February, and our good friend Melvin Wooten had, as I do now, East Central Community College duties and baseball duties, so I'll be with you a lot of the way. There may be another friendly voice or familiar voice joining you for some of these games, but for the bulk of it, I plan to be here, and great to be a part of Leak Academy basketball at playoff time. We've got boys basketball tonight. This is district tournament, District 2-5A, and we're coming to you from Winston Academy in Louisville, just on the east side, and we've got a much better connection than we had 4 weeks ago when we were here, thanks to Wi-Fi calling. Billy Steen is at the studio engineer desk, and he's going to keep things rolling for us, keep us on the air, and keep the sponsors happy so that we can enjoy Leak Academy basketball. It's quarterfinal day. This is game two of the first day session of the district tournament, and the Leak Academy Rebels, the boys, are in action today. They're the three seed in the district, and they'll take on the six seed, the team that finished last in the district, the Patriots of East Lincoln Academy. The Rebels took care of East Rankin by handy margins in the two regular season meetings, one on December 7th over in Tallahatchie and the other 12 days ago at the Joe F. Shepherd Gym. So Leak going to try to make it three in a row, but that's always a dangerous thing because you don't want the players to get overconfident and think they don't have to put it all out on the line in order to win. The girls are the number one seed in the district, finished 27-2 on the year, and a perfect 10-0 in district, and they've earned a bye. They'll play on Thursday, so they don't have to play today. Earlier game was a girls' game between Park Place and East Rankin in girls' action, and East Rankin dispatched of Park Place with no problem and ended their season. So we've got Leak Academy and East Rankin. Leak will be the home team in home gray, and East Rankin in navy with white numerals. Patriots in the. So we're going to give you the starting lineups as they are announced here. Baptist Medical League starting lineup. Stevens Bulger, a senior, will start at forward for East Rankin. Jay Spenson, a sophomore, who in his first start in the three games here between these two ball clubs. Junior Dylan Davis, experienced player. Reese Harper, senior guard. And then Lawson Westafel, their go-to player in the low post. So Bulger, Davis, Harper, Denson, and Westafel, three seniors and a sophomore and a junior for Coach Jacob Isles, East Rankin Patriots. And now for Coach Bill Shepherd's Leak Academy Rebels, your Baptist Medical League starting lineup at forward. Aiden Watkins, junior at 6'3". Charlie Brantley gets another start here late in the year, the sophomore at 6'0". Gavin White, senior at forward 6'1". And then the junior, 6-foot-tall, Whit Welch. And the point guard, 23, sophomore, 5'7", Jake Freeney. So for the Rebels, Watkins at 6'3", Brantley at 6'0", White at 6'1", Welch at 6-tall and Freeney at 5-7. Just about ready to go. While we've got a second, give a shout-out to the memory of a big league fan who died a couple of days ago and was buried this afternoon, a Leake County native, and he attended a lot of Leake Academy basketball games through the years and the recent years in his mid-late 80s when he couldn't get around so well. He listened to all these broadcasts of Melvin and me, and shout-out to the memory of Mr. Brooks Swales, big Leake Academy Rebel fan and big friend of all. His funeral was this afternoon in Kosciuszko, so our sympathies and prayers for his family. Opening tip, here we go. Rebels control it. Whit Welch from Freeney, right corner, three. Yes. Chuckson three to start things off for Whit Welch. Rebel threes presented by your friends at Prince Oil. Visit any of the seven locations of the Junction. 3-0 Rebels. Patriots driving the baseline, going up hard on a drive and putting it off the window and good on a hard drive was Reese Harper for two. Rebels had double teamed him, but did not matter. Harper with a strong baseline drive. Left corner, Brantley on the dribble. Dumps it down nicely from the right elbow to the left block to Aiden Watkins, who scores it with two hands and draws the foul. So an and-one opportunity coming up. Fouls charged to Lawson Westerfell. First foul of the afternoon. The free throw too deep. Gavin White controlled the rebound, but his right foot was on the end line. So a team rebound for the Patriots. 5-2 Rebels. About 50 seconds into the game. Rebels will put some light pressure, if you want to call it that, up, slow the Patriots down a little bit, getting into the front court. Bulger handles it out high, goes to the top of the key to Davis. Westerfell feeds a Bulger on a nice cut, and Whit Welch came over and hacked him on the arm as he went up to the rim. Welch with the foul. Free throws here for Stevens Bulger. Tall youngster puts first one straight down. Make it 5-3. He can cut the Rebel lead down to one with a free throw. Coming to you from Winston Academy. Second free throw good. 5-4. Jake Freeney will left-hand dribble across the WA logo at midcourt, come left side. As Brantley comes around right side, goes one step inside the line and sends it back out over to the left to Welch. He'll right-hand dribble and back it out, calls out White for a screen, sends it to Freeney left side. Freeney now using the White screen will come around for a three that tries to bank it in, but it won't go. Bank closed for him on that one, and the rebound goes to Dylan Davis of the Patriots. Puts it over to Harper. Now they work right side to Denson. East Rankin moving around the perimeter. There's an open three for Dylan Davis, and it comes off the heel of the rim right to Charlie Brantley. Off a bounce. Under 6 minutes to play, first quarter, Rebels 5, Patriots 4. Got some 1-2-2 trap, zone for East Rankin. The Rebels work it out. Three-man work away from the basket. Now they go inside to Gavin White in the painted area, and his shot from 12 feet away rims out. Rebound to Denson. He's going to bring it up himself right sideline. And they find Westerfeld at the free throw line. He goes in, leans down, makes the contact, and the offensive foul. Good call by the official there, and that's two on Westerfeld, their best player. That will force Jacob Eilfand to make a substitution for their biggest player and leading scorer. He's going to send in smaller man Eli Bowman, a junior. So the ball turns over to the Rebels and Gray. They're working left to right from my perspective up on the perch with all the bleachers and the fans opposite me, benches and scoring tables over here. And then Brantley goes right side, got a little bump, but the official didn't feel like it rose to the level of a foul, and Brantley stepped on the end line. Ball nearly taken away by Welch on the inbound. Bowman, middle of the floor, feeds it over to Harper, and Harper goes hard to the rim. Shot won't go. Comes off the front rim, taken by Gavin White. Here comes Lee, up 5-4, couple of empty trips. Welch fakes the three, steps one step to the right, takes it, and nails it from the left side. Second junction three for Whit Welch. And it's 8-4. First quarter, Rebel basketball presented by Performance Therapy. Leak playing man defense with Harper, Brantley on him. Now they get a play into the lane, but Bulger can't handle the entry pass, and it's picked off by Watkins. Gives it to Welch. Welch comes top of the key. Another three on the way. That went a little too deep, but Gavin White with the offensive board. Can he stick it back? He does. He can, and he does. First two for Gavin White. Rebels race out to a 10-4 lead. Simpson and Park Place, respectively, are the 1 and 2 seeds in the boys' bracket. So they get to take the day off. And on the drive right side, Aiden Watkins, the blocking foul. I know they, did they put it on Brantley? On a reach in, see what it was. I thought he said 1-2. It is on Brantley. Sure thought that would have been on Watkins. Inbound, catch, shoot, three, right side, air ball, but an offensive rebound on the offside. A putback missed by Denson, but East Rankin keeps it, and then another offensive foul, that time on Dylan Davis, lowering his shoulder and going hard into Watkins under the basket. Second offensive foul of this first quarter, team's third. Greeny uses up his dribble, goes to Gavin White, whose quick three is well short. Rebound taken at the edge of the lane by Bowman. Rebels up 10-4, 3:21, clock ticking, first quarter. Hard drive right side, and a foul committed on that drive. I think it was committed on the floor. Greeny guilty of his first, his team's third. No, they will give it a shooting foul. That'll send sophomore Jason Denson to the free throw line. First one goes halfway down and comes out. Sub in. Charlie Brantley out. The sub is Samuel Prince, who was the leading scorer Friday night in the win against Lamar. He had 21 points. Free throw, second one good. So one out, two from Denson. Makes it a 10-5 game with 3 minutes, 16 seconds to go first quarter. First quarter presented by Performance Therapy. District Tournament Basketball, Leak Academy Boys. Won't be a girls game today. They'll play on Thursday evening. Give you the times in between quarters here. All the way from 15 feet away. Welch just buries it. That was a difficult shot, low percentage shot, but you couldn't tell that time. He's already got 8, and it's 12-5. Pass leading Bulger down into the lane. Two Rebels got in his way, and Welch will pick up his second foul. He and Watkins closed in on Bulger. Too much contact down there in the right side of the post. Inbound comes in high to Reese Harper. He'll dribble with Freeney on him. Send it out. Sub in the ballgame, Reese Cordell. Cordell reverses it left side and going up, leaning in, but missing is Bulger, and the rebound goes to Samuel Prince for L.A. Prince on the dribble into the front court, finds Freeney left side, baps it down to Watkins behind the back, right side to White, who can't put it in from 3 feet away, but he claims the rebound and gets fouled going back up for the stick back. Foul on Cordell. His first and the team's fourth. Here's Gavin White's first free throw, and it's good. He puts up the second one and nestles it in. 4 points for Gavin. 14-5. Ticking down toward 2 minutes to play in the opening quarter. An elimination game. You lose today, your season is ended. The ball out of bounds, goes off the leg Reese Harper. No, went off the leg of Jake Freeney, apparently. Not how it looked from here. Patriots will keep it and play it in with 2 minutes to play. They get a lob play off the inbound. Westerveld back in the ballgame, and he converts off the lob. The inbound laid it in with a soft touch with two hands. 14-7. 2-1-2 zone. Prince left side. Junction three. He picked up where he left off on Friday night with the three ball. Three junction threes for L.A. in the first quarter, and they go up 10, 17-7. Westerfeld out to Davis, who measures from three and knocks it down. Count it for three for Dylan Davis. 17-10. Right side, Welch. Had Watkins open for a minute. Now goes to White at the right elbow. They reverse to Prince. Prince goes in a right-hand drive. Cut off by Westerfeld, but finds Gavin White on the other side, and he's got an easy right-hand lay-in. Six for Gavin White. Rebels lead by nine. Under a minute to play in the opening quarter. Westerfeld, deep wide left. Come around the three-point line. Bulger wants a three, and it rattles out on him, and Gavin White skies to get the rebound. To Freeney, angles the dribble left. Now he's trapped. Away from the basket, but finds Samuel Prince along the left side. He'll come inside the arc, send it to Welch from the outside. Three, way too deep, but Prince keeps it alive. But it was thrown back inbounds on a hustle play by Reese Harper off the foot of Prince. And Prince had 1 foot out of bounds. So it will be East Rankin ball near midcourt with 29 seconds to play in the quarter. Performance therapy first quarter has gone by quickly. No timeouts. A couple of free throws on the dribble. Drive hard to the rim. Shot in and out for Denson. Rebounded by White. 17 seconds for the Rebels as they come across the timeline. Prince out between the rings. Now comes around a White screen. Good job hedging over the screen by Cordell. Seven to shoot. Over to Freeney. He'll attempt the three, and it comes off the front rim. No good. Rebound Cordell. Stolen away by Freeney, and he lays it in right before the buzzer sounds. Count the baseline. Eight-footer for Freeney to end the quarter with a bang. L.A. leads East Rankin 21-10 after one quarter. Back in 60 seconds as Leak Academy basketball continues.
Take a good look around your home. Where are the power lines? Remember, contact with a power line can cause a serious or fatal accident. Central Electric Power Association urges you to use extreme care when moving objects or equipment near power lines. Move equipment slowly and carefully and keep it at least 10 feet away from the line. Central Electric urges you to please work safely around power lines. Central Electric Power Association, serving you since 1937, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
State championship number 21.
Junction and Prince Oil, the fuel of champions. As you travel to the game, shop and fuel up with those who share your passion for community and Leak Academy Rebel basketball.
Nothing but net, Junction 3.
For over 60 years, Junction and Prince Oil has been fueling Central Mississippi and champions like the Leak Academy Rebels. Drive like a champion with locations in Carthage, Philadelphia, Oxford, Newton, Scuba, Ridgeland, Louisville, and Union. Put some Junction in your next function with their catering.
Nothing but net, Junction 3.
Junction and Prince Oil, the fuel of champions.
Boswell Media Sports.
Back to the start of the second quarter from Louisville. Leak Academy 21, East Rankin Academy 10. In boys quarterfinal action, the District 2 5A MAIS basketball tournament. Winner gets the 2-seed Clark Place on Thursday. 3 seconds to call. East Rankin was trying to post up Westerfeld right in front of the rim. Gavin White behind him, but good call that Westerfeld had been there far too long, and that will turn it over to L.A. 21-10. Quick catch, 2-3. Rims out on Prince, rebounded by Bill Davis of East Rankin. It gets Bulger left side. He's going to take the long two. Jumper goes halfway down, out. Watkins extends his arms for the rebound. Sends it to the point guard, Jake Freeney. He'll angle left, go to Prince. Prince will right-hand dribble out near the timeline. Now get it to the point guard. Into the low post, that play again, that little back Behind the back pass from Watkins to White. Shot missed, but White gets his own rebound. Sends it out to Welch for a three. That rattles in. Be careful if you stand near Whit Welch because you will get burned. He is on fire in this first quarter. His third Junction three, and it's 24-10 Rebels. Good drive, scoop shot right side. Great play for Bolger. Stayed in control. Went between two Rebel defenders, didn't commit the offensive foul. 24-12, Rebels doubling up East Rankin. Freeney, deep wide right, into the corner to Welch. Denson comes way out on him. You're going to have to guard that long skip pass. Left side comes back around, stepping inside the line for the long two. And Whit Welch, how about that? In Fuego, 26-12. 13 points already. And a basket on the other end on another good-looking drive from Bolger. Got 26-14. Prince out deep wide left. Back to the basket. Now bounce it. Pass to Freeney. Get it back. Step in. Trap comes, and he sends it over to Welch. And, yeah, why not? Long two from the right side from about 16 feet away. Welch again. Bolger cut off by Watkins. Welch comes over on the double team. They go to Davis for a floater left side to the left hand. No good. Rebound tipped over to Welch. Comes up left side to Prince. Prince with a nice pass to Freeney, and he finishes two hands. And the Rebels are on a run, 30-14. Timeout, 20 to go, second quarter. Back in 30 seconds here on Boswell Media Sports.
Illness. Visit one of our three clinics located in Carthage, Madden, and Walnut Grove. Appointments and walk-ins are welcome. Call 601-267-1470 or visit your MyChart account to schedule your appointment today. Baptist League, making your health care our number one priority.
Boswell Media Sports.
Level 30, Patriots 14. 5.5 minutes, a little under that to play in the quarter. East Rankin comes up length of the floor. The boys win this game. They'll play Park Place here on this court at Winston at 7:45 on Thursday. The Lee girls play the game before that. Shot from the top of the key, air ball by Davis. He made that one earlier. And he was off, and he shakes his head as he walks down to the other end of the floor. Rebels have the ball and a 16-point lead. Prince to the left elbow, quick pass from White to Watkins, back out behind the arc to Freeney. Right-hand dribble, angling, comes back left, Freeney with it again. 4:44, clock ticking toward halftime. Here's the hot hand, Welch. Denson out on him, way behind the three-point line, goes to Freeney. Rebels working patiently. They're playing basically a box and one. With one man on Denson on Welch. And the three from the right side off the mark by Prince. The rebound White, and his putback won't go from 5 feet in front of the bucket. 30-14, empty trip for L.A. Cordell to Bolger on the drive. Contact with White, and this time White will pick up the blocking foul. First on Gavin, team's fifth. 4:09 to play, and Bolger has made his two free throw attempts. He'll step back. And he puts it up off the back iron, no good. Rebels 30 and East Rankin 14. And it's 30-15 after Bolger makes the second free throw. The girls will play here at 6:30 against the Lamar Winston winner. Three from Prince missed, left short, rebound East Rankin. Here comes Cordell with sprints on him. Reynolds playing man-to-man. Westerfeld draws a double team, sends it back out behind the arc to Bowman, whose three is well short. Good position by Welch to box out and get the rebound. Rebels doubling up, 30-15. Prince, three, left corner, bounces rim backboard and down into the hands of Westerfeld. Davis open right corner, has his foot on the line, long two, a little bit short. Offensive board by Westerfeld, sends it out to Bulger with a three from the left side, and it comes high off the rim, and there's a foul committed on the baseline. Foul charged Freeney. Guilty of his second personal, team six. Inbound left of the basket comes in quickly. Always happens a lot faster in tournament time. And Cordell comes left corner to Bowman. Now they feed Westerfeld in the low post. He tries to put it up over White, but it won't go in. Hawkins rebounds it right of the basket. Rebels coming up leading by 15. Freeney with the dribble. Ian Prince exchange passes. Now to the free throw line to Watkins, who finds White cutting to the basket. Good anticipation, good hands. Assist to Watkins and the bucket for White. Gavin with eight. 15 right now for Whit Wells. 32-15. Scoop shot drive right side. Comes off the rim. Missed by Bulger. Rebound. Gavin White up to Freeney. White finds Watkins. Left side of the lane. He tries to send it down. No look pass. Picked off by Westerveld. In the hands of Cordell, who angles the dribble right. Prince guarding him. Sends it out. A little Euro step and too much step there for Bulger. He doesn't agree with the call. He tried to Euro step into the lane, but he lost some math along the way there and took the extra step. Pops into the lane. Travel gives it to L.A. with 2:11 to play. Clock ticking toward halftime. Rebels up comfortably, 32-15. Middle of the floor. And right to, on the left hand, backdoor cut by Watkins for his second bucket. Rebels finding some easy baskets on some backdoor cuts from all being put out around the free throw line. 34-15, East Rankin on the offensive end. Drive, scoop, good for Bulger. Bulger is carrying most of the offensive load. Again, back to a double-up situation, 34-7. White, again, right to left, finds Watkins, but the shot partially blocked by Westerfeld and yanked down by Bulger for the Patriots. Try to work it. 17-point deficit down. Three, left corner. Bowman, no good. But offensive rebound right side by Cordell. Long way from the basket. Now he uses a screen. Drives right. Baseline goes around. Gavin White, who didn't want to commit the foul. And a nice reverse lay-in for Cordell. 34-19. Under a minute. First half. Gavin White leveled off. Puts up a shot. Gets the rebound. Left-hand hook won't go, but Watkins gets it, but now he can't control it. Squirts out of his hands in the East Rankin bench. 44 seconds to go before halftime. Rebels lead 34-19. Quarterfinal action. Second game of the day. Girls game earlier. Easily won by East Rankin. Girls over Park Place. Three missed. In the top of the key, rebound Watkins. Sends it to Freeney. Freeney uses up the dribble way out from the basket. Goes left elbow. White shovels to baseline to Prince. They send it back out high to Freeney. Back in. Little right-hand baby hook missed by Gavin White. Rebounded off the floor by Bulger. He comes up left side with 8 seconds in the quarter. Reverses right side Davis. Into Bowman baseline. He's got two Rebels on him. Shot was rejected. And somehow there's an defensive foul call. They're going to get Freeney on the reach-in on the double team. That's three on Jake. The foul was certainly not on Gavin White. He got a clean block. There's just 1.7 seconds on the second quarter clock. Fires Furniture halftime coming your way soon. And Bowman's first free throw is good. Second free throw. Left short. Into the hands of Moses. Hold on to it. Let the final 1.7 seconds elapse. And it's 34-20. Leak Academy's boys lead by 14 at halftime in this quarterfinal game here at the District 2 5A tournament hosted by Winston Academy. The Rebels, the 3 seed, with the double-digit lead over 6 seed East Rankin. We'll take a 2-minute break and come back with a Byers Furniture halftime after this on Buffalo Media Sports.
What can you expect from Moore's Pharmacy when you choose them? How about all of this? Free medicine flavoring. No more yucky medicines.
Ew!
Or the shortest wait times ever. Moore's Pharmacy definitely has the best prices and 2 lanes to serve you better in their drive-thru area. Moore's Pharmacy features prescription transfers that are fast and easy and can fill all your scripts at the same time with their MedSync program. Nobody likes to be on hold, especially when you're already not feeling well, which is why at Moore's Pharmacy, they always speak to you directly without those recorded answering services. Family owned and operated. Moore's Pharmacy in Carthage, Walnut Grove, Sebastopol, and Lena.
South Group Cox Agency has the best lines of coverage for your home, business, and auto, also leading the way in protecting the very essence of who you are. This time of year, identity theft is on the rise. More than 8 million households will be hit in some way this season. South Group Cox Agency prevents hackers from destroying your life with credit monitoring and data protection, even expense reimbursement to cover costs incurred while reclaiming your identity. Get peace of mind now with South Group Cox Agency, Main Street, Carthage.
What's stopping you from shopping local?
It's hard to tell what's actually local and what's just called local.
At Piggly Wiggly in Carthage, local means right here in Carthage.
Here at Piggly Wiggly, local and freshness are two very important words. Freshness means a lot in your kitchen, and local means a lot to our community.
Supporting local because we are local. Piggly Wiggly, with a convenient location just off Highway 16 in the heart of Carthage.
Shop local from your friends at Piggly Wiggly in Carthage.
Is your kitchen or laundry room in need of new appliances? Byers Furniture is the proud local retailer of GE appliances for Philadelphia and surrounding areas. Large capacity GE washers make doing laundry fast and easy. Smart GE refrigerators, wall ovens, and ranges make cooking more fun than ever. And never worry again that you left your refrigerator door open or your oven on with Wi-Fi connected smart appliances by GE. And right now, earn up to a $2,000 rebate on select appliance packages by GE, and we will handle all the paperwork for you. Free local delivery and installation, and we'll even haul off your old appliance. Byers Furniture, 319 Bird Avenue in Philadelphia.
Boswell Media Sports.
Bill Partridge with you for the Byers Furniture halftime. Boys basketball, second game of the opening day quarterfinals of the NAIS 5A District 2 tournament. We're in Louisville for first round game for the L.A. boys. And they are playing at halftime. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-time and man. And I hadn't heard that in the gym once all year. But can't complain about that. Folks seem to like it. And the Rebels like where they are at the half, leading 34-20. We'll give you the stats in just a moment, but let's talk about the tournament layout. Again, I tried to feed it to you a little bit in pieces during the first half. You may be joining us, and if so, thanks for listening in on Cruising 98.3 FM, Cruising 98 mobile app, and streaming live at Cruising98News.com and 696News.com. This is a 3-versus-6 game, 6-seed game in the bracket, 6 teams in District 2, and don't have it written down in front of me, but I think I can do it by heart for the boys. Simpson is the 1 seed, Park Place the 2 seed, and they will they get to rest up for a Thursday match guaranteed to get to the semifinals when we're down to just 4 teams. And then so if, with Leak being the 3 seed, if Leak wins, they'll be, let me make sure I've got this right, yeah, the boys will play the 2-seed Park Police here at 7:45 on Thursday. And, of course, Boswell Media Sports will bring you that game if the Rebels hang on to the 14-point lead and advance to the semifinals. They'll play the 2-seed Park Place. So that means Simpson will play the Winston East Rankin winner, and that's the believe the late ball game tonight here from Louisville. On the girl side of the bracket, of course, your League Academy Lady Rebels, they're the one seed. And they had the bye as the Simpson, the two seed. East Rankin, the three seed, they've advanced over Park Place in the early ball game. The matinee won easily by East Rankin. Lamar gets the four seed, and Winston the five. They'll play immediately after this one. Their players are heading to the girls' locker rooms right now to get ready for that. 34-20 our score at the halftime. Let's give you the stats. I think that tells you a little bit. Oh, one thing you need to know when they're talking about the girls' bracket is that League Academy girls are set for the 6:30 game on Thursday against the Lamar Simpson one, or the 4-5 ball game. And, of course, that one will be coming your way as well. So get by your radio around 6:20, 6:25. Tip-off and tournaments are always sometimes a little bit late, so be aware of that. Quick look at the offense. Stephen Bulger leading East Rankin and scoring with 11 points in the first half. Everybody else has either 1, 2, or 3 points. Bulger's been going on the drive, getting to the free throw line for his 11 points. For Leak, Whit Welch has been super hot from the field, making three junction threes and three 2-point baskets for 15 in the first half to lead all scorers in the ballgame. Gavin White has 3 8-shots and 2 at the free throw line, 8 points, 4 apiece. For Jake Craney and Aiden Watkins, they've each made 2 shots from the field. And Watkins missed a free throw for an and-one attempt opportunity. Prince came off. Samuel Prince, the eighth grade, made a junction three in the first quarter for 3 points. So Charlie Brantley played in the first half and didn't score. It's just 6 players in for that fast-moving first half. So 15 for Welch, 8 for White, 4 for Watkins, 4 for Freeney, and 3 for Prince. That's a look at the offensive half, halftime stats. Byers Furniture halftime will resume after we take one more break. We'll take 1 minute back with the start of the third quarter. Back in 60 seconds with more League Academy basketball.
If spending days looking for a top dollar for your timber has left you feeling like you're barking up the wrong tree, then I would listen closely. Welch Forest Products in Union does it better than anyone, and with the least possible damage to your property. Whether it's management, forestry care, pine plantation, thinning, or site prep, the last number you'll dial is 601-774-8200. They buy land with or without timber, too. Call Bo Welch now at Welch Forest Products today. 601-774-8200.
If you want to get the best in sportswear and gear, check out In Sports. In Sports, just off the square in Philadelphia, offers screen printing with personalized jerseys, t-shirts, and fan wear to support your favorite team. In Sports also has customizable vinyl gear for spring sports like baseball and softball, as well as plaques and trophies. Looking for sports equipment? In Sports has that too. In Sports believes in giving the best possible customer service with in-town deliveries. Get ready for this sports season with In Sports, just off the square in Philadelphia.
Boswell Media Sports.
Third quarter began while we were away, and here's some action. A steal and run out on the other end for Samuel Prince for two. And on the possession before that, Prince rammed in a junction three from the top of the key. So he scored 5 points for a fast start in the third quarter. 39-20, L.A. really pushing the lead out now by 19. Third quarter is presented by Piggly Wiggly of Carthage. And there's the drive, but ball slides off the rim on Bulger. Rebound Watkins. Now Freeney in the front court. 2-3 look now. They double team with Welch on the right side. Good reversal around by Prince to Freeney, who's three from the right end. Goes off the heel of the rim toward the corner. Gavin White saves it in. Tries to bounce it off Denson, but he's alert and grabs the ball. Dribbles right side. And they work it to the left. Loop it down to Westerfeld, who had an open look but then gets fouled on a reach-in by White. Eden White was trying to intercept the pass or tip it away and was unsuccessful, and that left Westerfeld with an easy way to convert there. 39-20. East Rankin coming in right of the basket. Dylan Davis, top of the key. Over to Bulger. He's at the free throw line, uses up his dribble, and then he throws it away. Westerfeld wasn't ready for the pass. Westerfeld saves it back in under the basket to Welch, and he sends it all the way up the court, but a little too far for Aiden Watkins. It goes off his hands, off the basket, out of bounds, as Welch tried to save it. My phone just got jerked off the table from the from the table. Anyway, we've got action continuing. 39-20 the score. Whit Welch steps inside the three-point line. Now sends it to Watkins for a runner in the lane. Off the back of the rim, no good. Westerfeld clears the rebound for the Patriots. Here come Patriots in the offensive end. Down by 19. Drive underneath. Pass nearly thrown away. Taken. And it was basket converted the other end by Westerfeld. Getting a little assistance from a fellow broadcaster up there with a situation with my cord and phone, and it got yanked. Three rattles out, comes out high off the backboard and back down in. Living right is Samuel Prince. Junction three for his 11th point. He's got eight since halftime, 42-22. Drive underneath. Davis feeds out to Harper, who's three from the right wing. No good. Rebound White for L.A. Rebels into the front court. The dribble, Freeney jabs in, steps back. Now they find Prince on the right side, and there's a three-second call. I think Watkins stayed in the lane too long. 4:58 to go third quarter. Rebels 42, Patriots 22. Third quarter presented by Weekly Weekly of Carthage. Patriots up on the dribble. Go to Westerfeld on the left side. Now reverse. Bolger looking at White, but nobody open underneath. This Rankin being a little more patient than they've been. Denson pops up for a three from the top of the key that rattles in. First for Jay Denson. Timeout with 4:33 to go, third quarter. And it's a 30-second timeout. We'll take it with them back in 30 on Cruisin' 98.
Flu shots are now at Premier Medical Clinic in Kosciuszko and Carthage and Trace Urgent Care. An annual seasonal flu vaccine is the best way to reduce the chances that you'll get the seasonal flu and spread it to others. When more people get vaccinated against the flu, less flu can spread through our community. Protect yourself and your family from the flu. No appointment is needed for flu shots. Just walk in and they will see you shortly. Premier Medical Clinic in Kosciuszko and Carthage. And Trace Urgent Care in Kosciuszko.
Boswell Media Sports.
Lake Academy 42, East Rankin 25. 4.5 minutes to play third quarter. Diggly Wiggly of Carthage, third quarter sponsor. Comes up against some trapping pressure to the baseline to Samuel Prince, who comes out right side on the dribble to Welch. Welch has Watkins out for a screen. Now goes left side, Freeney. He puts it in the block to White. Feeds Watkins coming down the lane, but shot left short. Rebound Bolger for East Rankin. Couple of empty trips for the Rebels. Bolger down the left lane line. Again, a scoop shot on White. He's got some length on White. And he scores his first point of the half. He's got 13. Takes the Rebel lead 15. There's a runner 8 feet away. Missed by Freeney left side. Rebound Westerfeld. Vincent on the dribble between the legs. Now comes middle of the floor. The Bolger. Bolger calls out Westerfeld to post up on Watkins, sends it down to him on a bounce. He turns right side, spins, gets it to hang on the right side of the rim and drop in. Six for Westerfeld. 42-29, 3-12 to play third quarter. Welch thinks about the three, now steps inside, cut off by Bolger. Send it back to him, and Welch thought about doing two or three different things there, and you know what happens next. When that happens, there's a travel. Players inevitably drag their foot. 42-29, under 3 minutes to play in tonight's third quarter. The Rebels win. They'll play at 7:45 on Thursday against Park Place. Very good basketball team. on the drive, going up hard is Harper, too hard off the glass, and Watkins gets the rebound, nearly fell down, but stayed upright. Rebels come on the offensive end. Samuel Prince, skip pass right side, Freeney. The long arms of Davis out on him, out high. They're playing that 1-2-2 zone, and a great job again. White feeding Watkins on the backdoor cut. When you're playing that two-man zone on the baseline, you're just always leaving yourself open for that, and that's exactly what happened there. And the long three, horseshoes out on Bulger, and on the baseline, Gavin White gets it. He sends Westerfeld crashing to the floor. Prince drives, passes from the paint to the left corner to Freeney. He keeps on a left-hand dribble, comes back out deep, left side of the floor. Looks at the zone, gets Welch moving to the left corner. Welch will right-hand dribble. He'll come out high. White setting up middle floor, now moves down left block. Spins left, tries for some contact, doesn't get it. His shot from point-blank range, no good, off the back of the rim, rebounded by Denson. Patriots with a minute 23, clock ticking. Trailing L.A. by 15. Going up strong, drifting right and putting it in from 8 feet away is Stephen Bulger. Got a pretty good offensive game. Welch, right, straddling the midcourt line, trapped and then throws the ball right off the leg of who was that? That was Harper and out of bounds. Right in front of the big money seats. Well, LA basketball with a minute to play in the third quarter. Diggly Wiggly of Carthage sponsored third quarter of Leak Academy basketball. T3, Welch, air balls are taken by Freeney, who comes underneath the basket, turns on the right side, and just puts it in with a little short fadeaway shot. Nice. Elegant play there by Freeney. 46-31, 35 seconds and ticking. Open Davis, right corner, three. Off the side of the rim. Going up high for the rebound is Prince. Middle of the floor, he keeps the dribble, finds Freeney in the right corner in front of the arc. Sends it back out to Prince for a three. Shot goes down, just a three is good. And at the foul. Bulger commits personal foul number one. Teams first with 21 seconds to play in the third. So now Samuel Prince, the hot hand in the second half, has made three junction threes, can convert the rare four-point play, and he does. 50-31, 21 seconds to play before the end of the third. East Rankin on the offensive end, top of the key, Cordell. Left-hand dribble leaves it for Denson. He'll turn, fire for three, off the heel of the rim. High rebound taken by Davis at the free throw line. Sends it to Cordell. He'll fire a three that goes in with 4 seconds to play in the quarter. And that will run out the clock. Lee can't get up past midcourt to put up a shot, but it's 50-34. L.A. leading by 16. 8 minutes to play. Back in 60 seconds here on Boswell Media Sports.
Go Leak! Supporting all of our Rebels and Rebelettes this basketball season until the very end. We are so proud of you all and the heart you play with. Good sportsmanship and integrity on and off the court is to be recognized, and we are behind you all the way. Let's go LA! Schedule an appointment with us at 601-656-3366. 601-656-3366. Good luck from Craig and Amy Martin and all the crew at Craig Martin General Dentistry, Philadelphia.
Dr. Brooke Bobo and his professional team at Carthage Veterinary Clinic appreciate their patients. They treat all animals, large and small, and handle them with top care. Not only do they provide for your sick animals, they groom and board as well. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Wednesdays and Saturdays, 7:30 till noon. Like them on Facebook. Carthage Veterinary Clinic, Highway 16, Carthage.
Boswell Media Sports.
Time to start the fourth quarter. 15 points in the first half by Whit Welch, and 15 now for Samuel Prince, including 12 in the third quarter. And it paced L.A. to a 50-34 win in this quarterfinal game. Loser of this game will pack it in for the season. Leak Academy, the 3 seed, and East Rankin, the 6 seed. Right now, things are holding true to the chalk. Patriots with the ball. Start the quarter. Bulger back, spins left side. Floater won't go in. Rebound on the baseline by Watkins. Watkins has cleaned the glass really well for Leak tonight. With Welch's third right corner, partially blocked, goes under the basket, taken out of there by Cordell, and his pass up the lane, taken away by Prince, and foul called on East Rankin's Reese Cordell. Team's first of the quarter, and the second of the half, sorry to count it that way. Comes in midcourt, ball on the dribble, Welch with it. Junior sends it to Prince. Prince comes around a screen from White, and now he's leveled off by Bulger. Hot hand, Prince. Going to the corner to Welch. Steps inside the arc for a shot that goes straight down and good. 17 for Welch. 1 minute deep into the fourth quarter. Rebel 52, Patriots 34. Ball looped into the low post. Turnaround by Westerveld. Shot off the side of the backboard. Taken away by Leak's Jake Freeney. Prince will have it deep wide left. Come near the arc. Stay on the dribble. With Justin Giordano in the game. And there's a drive and put in by Prince. Just when you think he's going to settle for the three, he drives in for the two. Rebels are up 20 now. Believe that ties their largest lead. Three, top of the key. Davis, straight down, all net for Dylan Davis for his second three ball. 54-37, three-quarter court pressure broken easily, and they whip it down from Watkins to Prince, who feeds Freeney. Three left side, and it's good. Junction three for Jake Freeney. Freeney's got 9 in the ball game, and the lead's back out to 20. 57-37 as we go under 6 minutes. Rebels play man defense. It's early fourth quarter. Westerveld, left side behind the arc, has the ball over his edge, drives, and then Watkins guilty of the reach-in. That's Aiden's first foul of the night, first of the half. And timeout called by Coach Phil Shepard with 5:38 to go, and his Rebels up 57-37. And it's a 30-second timeout. We'll be back in 30 here on Boswell Media Sports.
Wendy's only makes one kind of breakfast, your new favorite one. How do we do it? With fresh cracked eggs, oven-baked bacon, and flaky croissants. You know, the things your old breakfast wasn't doing. So toss that old news and its soggy eggs somewhere useful. And get to Wendy's, where the sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant, bacon, egg, and Swiss croissant, and honey butter chicken biscuit are just 2 for $4. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's 2 for $4.
Limited time only. Single item at regular price. Price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's.
Boswell Media Sports.
5 minutes, 38 seconds to play. Leak leads East Rankin 57-37. It'll be Patriot ball. And their offensive end, steal nearly completed by Welch. He jumped into the passing lane left side, nearly took that one away, knocked it out of bounds. Right at the midcourt line, so East Rankin will keep it. Signs Cordell at midcourt. He puts it on a right-hand dribble. Manned up by Prince. He goes down the right lane line, now sends it out for an open three right side. Davis swirls out, no good, and went out of bounds. Gavin White touched it last. So the Patriots will keep it. 5 minutes, 18 seconds to play now. Lob play again. The Westerveld can't control it. Goes off his right hand, left of the basket, and White runs it down to the baseline for the Rebels. Ball goes to Prince. Prince will dribble right hand between the rings. Freeney come out deep wide right, receive the pass. Back to Prince now, but Freeney. Two guards working it around. With White providing the screen out
above the top of the circle. Prince dribbling in. Loose control of the ball taken by Westwood in the lane. He sends it right behind to Cordell. Cordell will let the traffic pass and angle left into the front court. Again, nearly taken away by Welch. They go to Davis with Welch right in his grill. 4:20, clock ticking. Giordano to Davis. Ball poked away from behind by Welch. And that Watkins sends it up to Welch for the run out and the right-hand layup. 19 for Whit Welch. And on the in the front court, Samuel Prince with the interception. Lofts up a three. Comes off the heel of the rim. It'll go out of bounds as Prince and Cordell were battling for it. And the officials say Cordell touched it last. Reese Harper and Jace Stinson come in for Giordano and Cordell for the Patriots. 3:55 to go, League 59, East Rankin 37 in boys action. Rebels trying to get a Thursday night appointment on this floor against Park Place, the two seed. Watkins behind the line, right wing. With Stinson right on him. Rebels send it back out deep to Freeney to reset things. Back out. Keep his dribble, go left, now right. Now, again, step back away from the basket as the Rebels drain clock with 3.5 minutes to go. Freeney uses up the dribble, finds Welch left corner. Now he's trapped. And timeout called by Coach Phil Shepard. We'll take it with him with 3:22. League 59, East Rankin 37. And it's a 30-second timeout. Back in 30 on Boswell Media Sports.
Boswell Media Sports.
It's all about dedication. Electric Co-op line workers are trained to deal with any power emergency, but there's one thing they cannot be taught: dedication. Dedication to duty is a quality line workers are born with, and that's why you'll see them in a driving rainstorm repairing downed power lines. That's why your power is restored in the middle of the night. Dedication to know your family is safe regardless of the weather. Central Electric Power Association, serving you since 1937. An equal opportunity provider and employer.
Boswell Media Sports.
Action resumes from the timeout. Rebels miss a shot, rebounded by East Rankin. Vulture, Euro steps to the line, sends it out left side for a three that goes down for Davis. Davis got a nice looking stroke. He has been wide open sometimes. Timeout on the floor with 3:01 to play, 59-40, and it's a full timeout. We'll take another one back in 60 as Leak basketball continues.
If you're looking for a trusted veterinarian, check out Central Mississippi Animal Clinic, a full-service animal hospital that provides emergency services as well as routine medical, surgical, dental, and grooming. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic will give your pets the care they deserve. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic, 900 Highway 35 South, Carthage, 601-267-4573, or on the web at cmacvets.com.
Baptist League Primary Care Clinic understands that pediatric care is much more than treating a sick child. Anya Jones, certified pediatric nurse practitioner, wants to keep your child healthy and active by offering a complete list of pediatric care to infants, children, and young adults. Appointments and walk-ins are welcome. Saturday appointments are available. Call 601-267-1470, option 5. Baptist League, making your health care our number one priority.
Boswell Media Sports.
Leak Academy trying to finish off East Rankin. 3 minutes to play. Full court press. Rebels come up full length of the floor, and Prince will be fouled in the backcourt. Denson guilty of the hand check, his first. Just third team foul. Rebels have committed just one foul in this half. Inbound to Prince. East double team right side comes to the top of the key to Welch. Welch will send it back to Samuel. Now out high to Jake Freeney. Rebels working out away from the basket. Now coming inside the arc. Double-teamed is Prince out again to pass backwards over to Welch, and he'll back out. Coach Jacob Isles calling for his defense to extend out there. Because Rebels will just stand there as if they can, and they find Jake Freeney in the right corner for a junction three. 62-40, and now the subs will come in. It'll be Sam Evans and Jack Harkins, Jackson Freeney, Rhett Atkinson, and Seth Alford in the ball game for L.A. So a new five in there again. Evans, Alford, Atkinson, Jackson Freeney, and Harkins. .62-40, final 2 minutes, 12 seconds. On the drive, Bulger drives and puts it up, puts it just over the rim with a left hand. Bulger's got 17 in the game. Jack Harkins handling, gets some trapping pressure coming over the back. No call as Davis. He can't finish, though, with a left-hand lay-in. And Alford gets the rebound, gives it to Harkins, and he weaves, zigzags through some pressure and comes out between the circles for the reset with a minute 46 to play. He goes in the lane, passes down to Evans, tipped out to Jackson Freeney for a shot that's no good, but the rebound taken and scored from 4 feet away on the right baseline by Atkinson. 64-42, final 90 seconds. Rebels will move into the next round as Bulger's three is an air ball. Out of bounds. Rebels will have it. Tyler Carson checks in, as does Gavin Moss for East Rankin. That'll be it for Westervelt and for Bulger. Bulger's really put his all out there tonight, played so hard. Talking to Coach Isles, comes back out. But into Jackson Freeney, he'll right-hand dribble, use it up, come middle of the floor to Harkins. Now they loop ahead to Rhett Atkinson. He finds Jackson Freeney, runs by a little two-on-one. His pass a little too deep for Evans. He turns around, falls away, and scores it off the square and good right side for Sam Evans. Now another five coming in. Charlie Brantley, Gabriel Quick, Ben Jackson, Talon McCall, and who's the fifth? Always miss the fifth one. And Lucas Thomas. New five, play the final 62 seconds. Rebels 66, Patriots 42. East Rankin's season is about to expire. As the Patriots have it on offense. Three from Davis. Clangs off the side of the backboard. No good. Thomas rebound for Leak. Up to Brantley. He comes into the front court. Gives it to Jackson. Ball nearly knocked away from him. Now he's going to drive. Put up a floater off the front of the rim. Gets his own rebound. Tries to reverse left side, but saved in by Thomas. Over for a three. Missed everything there. Did Quick. And a rebound to Davis. Final 25 seconds. Denson coming hard down the floor. Going to take it hard to the rim. Too hard off the rack. No good rebound. Jackson. The Rebels will get a run out to Quick. He's going to have to reverse to put it in, and he can't make it. He puts his hands on his hip. Here comes the Patriots. A ragged play in the final 10 seconds of the ball game. They get it down to their big man, Carson, off the bench in there. Shot no good. Ball tipped out. Clock expires. Rebels win 66-44 over East Rankin. And that win puts Leak into the semifinals of the District 2 tournament. They'll play Thursday night at 7:45 right here against Park Place, the two seed. We'll bring you that ball game as well as the girls game, which will be right before that. The Lady Rebels will play the winner of the game that's coming up next between Lamar and homestanding Winston. We've got the Wendy's postgame coming up, but first we'll take a two-minute break and come back and wrap things up from Louisville. Leak wins 66-42. Back in 2 minutes as Leak Academy basketball continues.
What can you expect from Moore's Pharmacy when you choose them? How about all of this? Free medicine flavoring. No more yucky medicines.
Ew!
Or the shortest wait times ever. Moore's Pharmacy definitely has the best prices and two lanes to serve you better in their drive-thru area. Moore's Pharmacy features prescription transfers that are fast and easy and can fill all your scripts at the same time with their MedSync program. Nobody likes to be on hold, especially when you're already not feeling well, which is why at Moore's Pharmacy, they always speak to you directly without those recorded answering services. Family owned and operated. Moore's Pharmacy in Carthage, Walnut Grove, Sebastopol, and Alena.
state championship number 21.
Junction and Prince Oil, the fuel of champions. As you travel to the game, shop and fuel up with those who share your passion for community and Leak Academy Rebel basketball.
Nothing but net, Junction 3.
For over 60 years, Junction and Prince Oil has been fueling Central Mississippi and champions like the Leak Academy Rebels. Drive like a champion with locations in Carthage, Philadelphia, Oxford, Newton, Scuba, Ridgeland, Louisville, and Union.
Put some Junction in your next function with their catering, too.
Nothing but net, Junction 3.
Junction and Prince Oil, the fuel of champions.
South Group Cox Agency has the best lines of coverage for your home, business, and auto, also leading the way in protecting the very essence of who you are. This time of year, identity theft is on the rise. More than 8 million households will be hit in some way this season. South Group Cox Agency prevents hackers from destroying your life with credit monitoring and data protection, even expense reimbursement to cover costs incurred while reclaiming your identity. Get peace of mind now with South Group Cox Agency, Main Street, Carthage.
What's stopping you from shopping local?
It's hard to tell what's actually local and what's just called local.
At Piggly Wiggly in Carthage, local means right here in Carthage.
Here at Piggly Wiggly, local and freshness are two very important words. Freshness means a lot in your kitchen, and local means a lot to our community.
Supporting local because we are local. Piggly Wiggly, with a convenient location just off Highway 16 in the heart of Carthage.
Shop local from your friends at Piggly Wiggly in Carthage.
Boswell Media Sports.
It's the Wendy's post game from Louisville as the Leak Academy Rebels win 66-42 over East Rankin. They improved to 13-11 on the year, but the records don't really matter anymore. What happens matters now is that you survive and you advance. And that's exactly what Coach Phil Shepard's ball club has done. They have survived this quarterfinal round. The three-seeded Rebels have defeated the number six seed East Rankin by 24 points. And they move into the semifinal round on Thursday night, 7:45. The expected tip-off, but that being the last game, you can probably guess it'll be closer to 8. We'll have Leak Academy girls basketball at the 6:30 slot ball game before you as the Rebels under Coach Amanda Hatch, the Lady Rebels will play the winner of the game that's about to start here between Lamar and Winston. But let's talk about this ball game. The Rebels started out strong, got a 21-10 lead in the first quarter, and put the home folks at ease. A lot of the Rebel fans are starting to make their way out of the gym now, and happy folks headed back toward Carthage and Philadelphia and Sebastopol and all points in between. But the Rebels kept the pressure on, never allowed East Rankin to seriously threaten. After getting the early lead, it was 34-20 at the break. Second quarter was the best quarter for East Rankin. The Rebels outscored them 13-10. Then the Rebels came out really hot. At least Samuel Prince was. He scored 12 of the 16 points the Rebels put up in the third quarter. And then the Rebels had no trouble putting the Patriots away for the 66-42 win. East Rankin season ends. This is a tournament where I believe you've got to finish in the top three. You got to win the consolation game or get to the finals to go on to North 5A tournament next week. That'll be in Columbus. And, of course, Boswell Media Sports will bring you every minute of that action. For East Rankin, whose season comes to an end, senior Stevens Bulger really played his heart out, played hard, scored 16 points to lead the Patriots, and then Dylan Davis had 9 off 3 threes, but East Rankin just didn't have enough falls for the third time to L.A. by double digits this year. Let's look at the happy totals for your Leak Academy Rebels. Four players in double figures tonight. Whit Wilkes, the leader, he came out with a hot hand early at 15 in the first half, finishes with 19. He made 3 junction threes and 5 shots of 2-point variety for 19. 17 off the bench for 8th grader Samuel Prince. He continues to impress. And third quarter, he owned it, as I mentioned earlier. 12 points for the night, 4 junction threes, a pair of twos, and 1-for-1 at the free throw line as he completed a 4-point play and finished with 17 off the bench. 12 for Jake Freeney. Jake had 4 in the first half, 8 in the second half, made 3 shots of 2-point value and a pair of junction threes for 12. And then 10 for Gavin White. Gavin passed the ball well, rebounded well against that 1-2-2 zone. Finishes with 10 off
four made baskets and two for two at the free throw line. And then Aiden Watkins with 4 points off two first half baskets. Appearing in the ball game but not scoring. Got a lot of names coming up here. Charlie Brantley, Lucas Thomas, Jackson Freeney, Seth Alford, Jack Harkins, Talon McCall, Ben Jackson, and Red Atkinson. I'm sorry, I didn't get Red Atkinson his two, and I didn't get Sam Evans his late two. But the Atkinson played, and as did Gabriel Quick, Sam Evans got a late two and Atkinson. Or I may have, yeah, two for each of them. So Wyatt to round out the scoring for L.A. Let them do it for us here. Just one ball game tonight, but we'll have a doubleheader for you on Thursday. It'll either be me or somebody that I know and appreciate. Somebody's got to either be in – I've either got to be in Decatur for East Central Community College women's basketball, or I need to be here. And depending on who's available to help out, I'll either be here or be there. But I plan to be with you on Saturday, and hopefully both the boys and the girls will still be in action against District 2 opponents as the Rebels and Lady Rebels are moving on in the tournament. We'll have semifinal action for you on Thursday. Thanks, as always, to Billy Steen, our studio engineer, for Lisa Moore heading up sales for Lee Academy Basketball, and for our producers, Laura Beckham and Greg Riley and Brian Montgomery. For all of them, I'm Philip Palmertree. Thanking you for listening tonight and supporting Leak Academy Basketball. We'll be back with you on Thursday as Leak Academy Basketball rolls on the road toward the goal. Rebels win at 66-42. We'll see you on Thursday night. Until then, grace and peace, and go Rebels. Good night.